I will love you anyway, even if you
Yes.
cannot stay.
All right.
I think you are the one for me.
Okay.
Here is where you ought to be. I just want to satisfy that you're not mine. I can't deny you. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now or I'll go crazy.
Whoa, whoa, sweet thing. Don't you know you're my everything? Whoa, sweet
Come on now.
thing. Don't you know you're my everything? I know Shaka would say I'm flat
Yeah,
too, but
she
know, Shaka
Shaka out
kind
here talking shit.
of Shaka out here on her Rasan.
What is that supposed to mean?
Talking shit.
Okay, but, hey, that's what I do.
It's what I
Okay.
do. Who are you, the sweet beloved?
This week I am Adrian Maloof.
All right.
Okay. Tacky with Tinsel.
And this week I am Lisa Vanderpump's non-existent HR department. And welcome to another episode. And welcome to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh
Don't have an
my
HR department either.
girl.
Nobody
Because
at Bravo has HR.
ain't no way in hell all those things happening at motherfucking at the job.
Okay, first off, none of them even, only like two of them that are on the cast work there at the moment on Vanderpump Rules.
Wait, so
Okay.
then did they all got, because mind you, I stopped. What's that bitch that got kicked off? The one that was,
Stassi.
yeah, I stopped before she got kicked off. So like I got some catching up to do. Could you give a cliff notes of what's going on? Because I feel like it's too big to not discuss on here with the Tom
Tom
Sandoval.
Sandoval with the porn star mustache. He's been dating Ariana, the cute blonde girl who hasn't fucked up her face too badly. They've been together for maybe 8, 9 years, something like that. So they've been together for a minute.
Wait, but he
But
was with that tall girl, wasn't he? The one that
he
always
was
used to bitch and
Kristen.
complain. Oh, I hated her. She used to get on my nerves.
Kristen was a piece of work, okay? That bitch was crazy. That motherfucker's crazy. But apparently for the past few months or so, he's been hooking up with Raquel, aka Rachel, the old Bambi looking whore,
Ooh,
okay,
not
who was
Bambi looking whore.
she has that look on her face where she looks so young and innocent and like, oh, she's just a dumb little naive little bitch. But you know what? She's a dumb little hoe. Okay. Busting that pussy open for basically everybody. Okay, she's sitting there
But
making
wasn't
out
she
with
friends with Ariana?
Yep.
That's low.
Okay, that's loud. Okay, she was just in this episode, okay, lip locking with Oliver, with Garcelle's son.
What?
Okay.
Hold up.
Cause they went to a went they went on a trip to Vanderpump Paris in Vegas, okay? Okay, and Oliver was working there, and then they went to this little, I guess, club afterwards, did called Disco Pussy, and she ends up just making out with him. I don't know how he
Wait,
started there with her.
but she was with Tom, though, right?
Raquel.
Wait, okay, I am confusion.
No, Raquel
So,
was making out with Oliver.
okay, it was Ariana was with Tom. Raquel's making out with Oliver. Was this must have been before their affair started, right?
Is before we knew.
But see, Oliver. Wasn't he married?
He when they were taping, he was still married.
Mess. Because I remember the wife called him out on social media about that a couple months ago. So this was like, that was probably like last summer when all that
Yeah.
happened. Because I remember the girls were going crazy about Garcelle filming with Lisa at Pump in Vegas.
Yes, yes.
See,
you and Oliver have something in common, okay? Strictly vanilla.
No, bitch. No, bitch. Don't do me. Don't do me. You don't know my. You don't know my repertoire.
I've seen.
You haven't seen it all.
Archive, okay.
You haven't seen the archive. Mm-hmm. Speaking of La Archive, did you see them photos of Marlo I sent you?
That second one looked ridiculous, but the other two look good.
She looked good. I was like, okay, Marlo. Out here trying to give us some model mayhem tease.
That was a JCPenney couture catalog. Okay.
Yeah, give a bitch a compliment.
It's something to come out. Something come out in the paper.
Cannot give a bitch a compliment.
I said she looked good. I said two of the three look good. Okay, listen. I gotta be blown away. My compliments are golden. Okay, and when I do it, it's gotta be popping. Okay.
So back to this Tom shit. Okay, so then how did it unfold? How did it happen? Like
they were at a concert and. Tom does music and he's a horrible musician. He can't perform for shit.
Girl, aren't they all?
Ariana was in the audience holding his phone. Apparently, notification came up and it was Raquel sent a video of her feeling on a pussy.
What?
Okay.
Girl, okay. So then how did Shayna get involved with this? I saw like somebody got a black eye and there's been like cease and desist sent out by lawyers and shit.
That's too much back and forth. I don't know who's lying. I think the bitch just scratched herself with a nail. Okay. But if Shayna, you know, I'm not too sure why Shayna would even care so much, but if she beat her ass, I don't mind. Let them hoes fight. I don't give a fuck. Beat that ass.
Let them fight. Let them fight.
Okay. Shit.
I know, listeners, if you were expecting a full detail rundown of Vanderpump, I'm sorry, because this is strictly a Housewives podcast, but you know, I couldn't go this week without at least touching base on it because it's literally all what social media is talking about right now.
We are primarily housewives and secondarily
black married to medicine and you know, but yeah, that's that white girl shit. But I may just have to jump back into it. You know, speaking of white girls, I finished my binge of Orange County.
Look at that. Look at that.
That last reunion with Kelly and Bronwyn, Kelly is fucking trash.
We've been known that.
Like, I've been known that, but it's weird because that was when, I feel like that's when the real her. I feel like that's when the real her started to show on screen.
And Bronwyn was dressed like, you know, an Avril Lavigne.
Bronwyn was kind of giving you like Avril Lavigne mixed with Blonde Ambition Tour. I feel like Elizabeth should have got a second season because I feel like she didn't really like warm up until like the fourth quarter. Cause at first I was like, okay, she reminded me of the bitch from Beverly Hills with the $25,000 sunglasses. $25,000. With the one that was not even using her real name. Her real name was Pam. Dana. But did you say her real name was Pam or something like that?
Kim called her Pam.
Okay.
Kim crazy ass called her fucking name
Not me
Pam.
thinking that that's that bitch's real name, but yeah, Elizabeth reminded me of her because of all like the grandiose things that she was doing. But then when they broke it down, I was like, okay, you're compensating for your fucked up childhood. But then Bronwyn was fucked up for doing the Google searches and finding out about like her finances and stuff like that. Like, who does that? And then turn around trying to be women's empowerment, but you turn around doing this sneaky snake shit.
Wrong with some bullshit. Okay. As for whether Elizabeth should have gotten another season, she shouldn't have gotten a season in the first place.
I liked it better than Dr. Jen.
That is true. Dr. Jen. Shit, she was a waste of time.
Dr. Jen and that homosexual husband she had.
Hey, listen, him and the dog were in a relationship, okay?
Okay.
And I
But you know
think
who really deserved a second season? Motherfucking Noella.
they did her wrong.
They did her wrong. Noella
She was doing the
deserved
work.
another season. And then Shannon was playing puppet master, and Gina was going through the things with the husband, with the ex-husband, and then Shane got COVID. Am I missing somebody's storyline? Oh, Kelly met Rick, who we all know how that goes. And then yeah, I'm all caught up.
What's next?
I started Miami, the OG Miami, not the Peacock version.
Miami.
Girl, and Lars is old face and old butt. I know that bitch is lying. Talking about she ain't had no work done. Girl, it's 2023. Just own it. Own it.
Own it, baby.
But I don't understand these bitches that will get surgery and look like a fucking full-on Bratz doll and then be like, I never had any work done. Girl, you got the Kimberly special.
From Dollar General.
Like they don't put stuff in your face. Your titties done got bigger. And then your ass got bigger. And
That ass has been in
I love how Andy, or the producers, pointed that out on the reunion when they show like the old footage of how she used to look. And she didn't look bad. She was not ugly. She looked good. And then Andy talking about, I wish I was straight. I was like, girl, bye, Andrew.
Andrew, he's so goddamn stupid.
Let's talk about this Miami reunion since I'm on Miami right now.
Well, since we were talking about shows we don't regularly that are non-housewives. Anila finally got the cut. And Cone Tessa too. Damn.
You know what I think seals the deal
That
for Contessa?
hair piece.
That damn rap that her husband did.
And that hair piece at the reunion, that separated hair bullshit that she had going on with
Was too
the
much.
gap.
It was too much. But Anila, I guess she could go back to doing whatever it is that she does.
Oh, she's a blogger. Come on now.
Girl, bye.
She gets her house gets broken into and she blogs. That's what she does. That's what she does. Okay.
That's what she does. But I'm excited to see what Phaedra is going to bring. But I'm really excited to see Dr. G and the new girl on there. Now, word on the street is that Quad is okay with it. And they're cool. Now, I'm cool with my ex, like,
She got no fucking
and
ass.
I met my ex's husband and things like that. I'm cool. So I get it, enough time that goes by, you're just like, okay, cool, whatever. But I don't know. It's just weird that why would you come back?
There is a difference between meeting somebody and then doing a whole show with them.
I just find it so weird. Why would you come back to the show that dissolved your marriage?
They're probably fucking.
You think Greg and Quad are fucking?
Listen, it's the dick that she knows, okay?
You think so?
Why wouldn't she? She has. They whisper about her fucking with married men. That's
You
probably a
really
married man.
believe that?
That she's fucking married men.
I don't think so. She don't strike me as that kind of girl.
That house is nowhere near her money, okay? So I think that Dr. G might have thrown some coins up in there secretly in exchange for some motherfucking sermon ass pussy.
Allegedly.
Rasan said it,
Allegedly.
G.
Okay, because look, I ain't trying to get sued the way how
This is LA time.
the way bitch, the way how these Bravo folks been suing people, I ain't trying to catch no cases. I ain't got no money like that.
She throwing that pussy. Who's next? Let's get the horrible shit out.
Well, I was going to talk about Miami, but you want to talk about Jersey
That's
first?
the fun. Why would we start with fun? Well, who starts with fun?
Let's do Jersey.
Because I hate them. Go ahead, because I don't even remember what happened.
See, that's why I be taking notes on my phone.
I could take notes and I could have written shit down and I'll look at it and I'll be like, what the hell are they and was I talking about?
I take notes and then I also look at the Twitter. So it was whose baby was it?
Danielle's.
It was Danielle's baby's birthday. And of course, they had to have a big old extravagant My Super Sweet 16 ass party for this little 3-year-old.
That
And
was in a basement somewhere. That's extravagant.
for a 3-year-old, it is.
They could have.
The fuck kind of 3-year-old be having a party with the damn DJ and entrances and shit like that? Girl, if you don't go to fucking DZ Discovery Zone or Chuck E. Cheese and get you a pizza and keep it moving, I really said
Chuck
DZ
E. Cheese is
Discovery Zone.
disgusting. Chuck E. Cheese is trash.
It really
My
is.
homegirl invited me to her son's birthday, was turning whatever fucking young ass age at Chuck E. Cheese, and I went to be a good friend. I had the worst time of my life. That wine that they gave me,
That
it was like
wine and
in a
Chuck E.
little,
Cheese.
yes, it was in like a little, it's like the.
Girl, only you.
It's like a buzz ball of wine. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Of Sutter Home bullshit
Only
wine.
you will order will go to Chuck E. Cheese and have a wine.
I'm not gonna
I'm
drink no
not even.
beer. I don't drink no damn beer now.
I'm not even mad at it. This bitch
Yeah, all them
says.
kids running around and screaming and jumping. I need something to keep me focused, centered.
Girl.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah.
and then Rachel Fuda and Jennifer Aiden are still beefing.
Figure out who Rachel Fuda looks like to me.
What does she look like to
And
you?
I attribute it to you because I think she looks like somebody's wrestler bitch.
Wrestler bitch, who?
She looks like some one of them WWE hoes.
Carmella?
Google, I don't know anybody's name. I'm just saying she looks like she okay. could be.
Google Carmella. Google Carmella. Google Carmella right now and then tell me she does not look like she belongs on Jersey Housewives. Just type it WWE Carmella.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep talking because I...
No, I want to see. I want to see your live reaction.
Okay, well, no, keep on talking because I turn it off. I have to wait till it turns on.
You can't do it from your phone, beloved.
I'm using my phone right now. Okay.
Oh, I thought she was using Miss Big Janet.
No. Okay, this is Big Janet right here. WWE Carmella.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me she don't look like Danielle or like she belongs on the Jersey Shore or something.
Okay. I see it.
Is that who you were thinking when you look at Miss Fuda?
No, I didn't have any particular person in mind. I just thought, okay, she looks like she could be one of the rest of the bitches.
But when they showed the flashback pictures of her husband, I was like, okay, I see what you saw. I see the vision. It just, the milk curdled. He used to be cute. He used to be cute back in the day. But, you know, the milk curdled. But I see what she saw. I see what she saw in him. I was like, okay, hey, he used to be fine back then. I would have, you know, I would have gave him a little sample, you know. But
you never get out of sample. You get out the whole damn platter.
But this beef between Danielle and her brother over the Instagram thing. Like, I was with Dolores. I was like, girl, this is stupid.
It's very stupid. I don't give a shit about it. I think
it's giving why, it's giving made up.
It's giving why is your new bitch ass coming on this show that's always about some family fuck shit and bringing more family fuck shit on here. I don't want to see it. I do not care. So if you're not getting along, keep it out of my screen. I don't care.
Yeah, I want you bitches to fight, not your families.
That's all, okay? You hoes right here in your bad outfits, okay? Just eating all the fucking time. Go ahead, cuss each other out. Throw cheese across the damn pool, okay? Whatever else you're doing, I don't give a damn.
And then Jen Fessler, I was on her side. I was like,
everything.
I was like, okay, how are we feeling her?
She's thirsty as hell.
Okay, I thought it was just me. I was like, you're coming off a little try hard for me.
She's acting like she's been here. Okay, you just got on the block and you got a whole confessional acting like you've been doing something.
Girl, please. I mean, she's doing more than Jackie.
I don't think Jackie would wear a whole long button sleeve lemon shirt and some white fucked up boots.
Girl.
Great people at your damn home.
But you ain't going to be up in my house hooping and hollering. Now, Jennifer Aiden against Margaret, it's like, y'all just can't get it together. And it's so funny how the young bitches in the group, Rachel and Danielle, are like, bitch, I'm not telling these hoes anything. Like, look, when she said that, I was like, bitch, I see you. I agree, because I always say, if someone is falling out with somebody and you see them lay all their dirty laundry out, that's a red flag. That means that you don't trust that bitch either, because that bitch will do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta watch bitches like that. That whenever shit's not going how they wanted to, they would just throw all your shit out there. And they were going low at that table too. I was honestly expecting Jennifer to get up and start swinging or something, because I was like, Jesus, like the shit they were saying.
What's the other option? If it's a couple petty bitches going back and forth, what's the other option if you can't go ahead and throw all their shit out there?
Pull the Therese and just start throwing some damn drinks, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. In a world where, you know, I don't want to go to jail for assault and shit, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna throw your shit out there.
That's true.
Okay. And what you gonna do?
Say something.
Say something, okay?
What you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Not a damn thing.
It's your fucking life, okay? Now, motherfucker. Hey.
And then Melissa needs to leave him and get a ball player. Now, I agree Melissa needs to leave him, but that's neither here nor there. But
she ain't gonna leave him.
She ain't gonna leave him. She want that check.
His check is, or her check's more pumping, isn't it?
Oh, duh, because she's the actual housewife. But
he ain't doing the flipping dumpsters and calling it an apartment.
Not flipping dumpsters and calling it an apartment.
Shit. He ain't doing nothing. Now. Them hoes have anything else?
I think that was really it. Like, it was just, that was it. You know, it was cute. It was all right. You know, it wasn't nothing to really like call home about. I mean, I feel like the other two shows gave a lot more this week than them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you want to get into Jersey? Not Jersey. Do you want to get into Potomac or Miami?
Let's do Potomac. I've got shit to say for them other bitches.
What you got to say about the Potomac girls?
Candace really set it off.
Girl, Chris and Candace was like, bitch, we setting this shit off together. Like, and I was like, you know what, bitch, you better stand by your man. And I loved how Chris was not staying off of Giselle's neck. And, you know, a lot of these people would be like, oh, the men need to stay out of it. The men need to stay out of it. But, bitch, if you are making my name through the dirt, I'm addressing you myself. I'm not going to pull this whole, oh, you need to address my wife shit. Nah, bitch, you talking about me? I'm going to come to you directly. I'm coming to you as a nigga.
Oh, really?
Yes. because you know how they say, I'm coming to you as a woman. Nah, bitch, I'm coming to you as a nigga. I'm cussing your whole ass out, Giselle. You ain't finna sit up in here and lie up on me and say that I made you feel uncomfortable and say that I need to apologize for what I did. What did I do? What did I do? Even Andy was like, what did he do? Like, what did he do? And then nothing I listened.
Was done apparently about how it made her feel.
Okay. Girl. So because of that, then you got to sit here and tarnish my name for months upon end. But then you smiling and kiki and laughing in my face. But then once the season starts recording, then I did something to you. And what I love how they all had like the proof of her going to the album release party and multiple things in between the finale and in between the reunion and the start of the new season. And it's just like, bitch, if it bothered you that much, you could have fucking texted Candace the next day.
Absolutely.
Because let me tell you something. If it was me And if something bothered me, I would have messaged you that night. I would have been like, hey, yo, I'm not trying to start nothing. I just felt a little uncomfortable. I just want to let you know we're good. I just want to let you know. Like, besides of
Giselle was
going.
trying to not, she was trying to avoid being one of them off-season hoes where you hear about everything off-season and then, she gets started when the camera rolls. She wanted to get it done when she's on the clock, apparently.
I mean, which I understand, but at the detriment of someone else's husband when you could have been talking about your own life.
Which is what? A U-Haul office as a home, three daughters that are ready to go, man that cheats on her. Her friend who makes horrible wig units for her, her car that looks like a clown shit. What else? What else? What else she got?
The Bad Girls Club interior.
Okay, a makeup line for, toddlers and tiaras.
It ain't around no more. It got liquidated. But you so
Okay.
busy up in everybody else's business, bitch. Oh, we'll talk about that later. No, girl, we're gonna talk about that now.
I've got I want you to think about something real quick.
What?
I want you to imagine a champagne room, dim lights,
Oh, girl.
Michael McDonald playing, and Katie eating Charisse meaty big pussy.
Oh.
Wait, hold. Cherise gonna be laying back. Listen to me, Cherise gonna be laying back. Remember when Roland Ray was on video feeling on his teeth? You remember that?
No, well, why am I imagining Monique on Precious
No, you did
in the bed
it.
touching herself, talking about some, come take care of mommy, Precious. Or I just imagine Queen Latifah and Bessie with the titties out.
Oh, with her titties out. I feel like Shasha, her thighs could kill somebody.
We ain't shit, let me stop. But Amy was really eating that puss. I'm just shocked.
She said in that tweet, "Don't lie" or something. I'm trying to figure out what did Cherise say.
Girl, Katie's been on a roll because Katie been on Spaces and shit and everything else, and it's just like y'all better leave Katie alone before she airs you out. Because Katie ain't got nothing to lose.
I mean, well, that's very true. But at the end of the day, I would also, a part of me believes it heavily.
I believe
And
it.
the other part of me is
Because
like,
Katie
the
pulled
other
up
part of
text
me is that,
messages.
the other part of me is just like Captain Crunch is more reliable than Katie.
Not Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Yeah. As soon as she came back that one season with them wigs from Stride Right, it was just a sad day.
I don't think she was doing so hot that season.
She wasn't even lukewarm, okay?
I think that she's in a better place now.
Where?
She's has a stable job. She's going to
At
therapy and shit.
the Dairy Queen or whatever she's doing?
Girl, don't hate on her.
I'm not, I promise you, I'm not hating on that job.
It's a stable income. She ain't relying on no nigga. She ain't sleeping with Smeagol.
Where are the kids?
With their daddy.
You're absolutely right. I'm not hating.
But oh Lord, but back to the
That did you think that what the fuck was her name? Jacqueline's receipts were
I feel
good.
like the hype was bigger than the actual thing. Like when it got to that scene, I was like, okay, that's it. Like, I took some notes and pulled my notes out because I took detailed notes about that episode. The little bedazzled box, and then why is your husband calling me to check on you? And then the whole, how dare you make fun of G that he can't perform because he had prostate cancer? And I'm just like, how convenient to say that now. But I did love when Jacqueline said, I still have a home and you don't. I was like,
That
that's how you clear a bitch. And then Wendy's messy ass forward me all those receipts. I feel like
was
they
good.
had,
I said the same thing.
I feel like there was more, but I also feel like they were both kind of in this position of like, okay, I got this big one right here, but I'm gonna wait for that bitch to pull out the big one because I'm gonna gag her with it. But if she don't do it, then I'm not gonna do it. And I feel like that's what happened. Because I do feel like there's more, but I feel like they were kind of holding back. Do you feel like they were kind of holding back?
They were a bit subdued. I think they're just waiting to pounce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Karen and this whole funeral thing, it's just like, girl, don't, I feel like Karen just wants the reason to be mad at Charisse. Because, say, for instance, me and you had a fallout, right? But you knew my mom, you were close to my mom, and if like that, and heaven forbid if my mama passed away, and you drove out of your way to come pay your respects, that would actually make me drop the beef with you and reconnect with you. I wouldn't see that as you being thirsty.
Same.
So I don't get all this anger with Karen, and I feel like she needs to unpack that. And then the whole the nail filing and all that shit when Charisse was talking, it was
There's more. There's more. We didn't really discuss what they said at the table about how Cherie said Karen was in rehab. We didn't really discuss that.
they sure didn't.
We didn't really get into fucking
Blue
restaurant
eyes.
workers in the bathroom.
Well, the
Okay.
restaurant workers,
Okay.
yeah.
Andrew's a shit fucking moderator. He doesn't do a goddamn thing. Okay. Ask the fucking questions, you stupid bastard. Stupid. Ooh. Okay. Let's go.
And then Mia and these lies, it's getting pretty tired. It's like, girl, what is the
Cracking me up.
truth? What is the truth?
She's the perfect housewife. A liar with a good smile.
And then G seemed like a nasty ass uncle talking about there's no penetration. And I'm just like, girl, you nasty G. Then
Funny.
Chris and Candace doing the tag team on Giselle, a gutter snipe bitch ass lying. That gutter snipe bitch ass. I was like, ooh.
I felt that. Well, that when she went into you trying to, I forgot it verbatim, but you want to rely on your whiteness. I was like, you had it, but That's just a little bit too extreme for this group. That's the kind of shit you talk about in private with people.
Well, did she lie? Did she lie?
No, but I'm not going to fully accept it just because I don't like her.
Don't like who?
Candace, I don't like Candace. She's a bigot.
But Giselle and her apology is not an apology.
No, she Giselle doesn't know how to apologize.
Giselle went to the school of Alexia and Teresa when it comes to apologizing. No accountability.
The difference is Giselle doesn't lash out at you for no damn reason.
That is true.
Okay, them two other bitches act a motherfucking fool all the damn time
We're going to talk about
for
that,
the smallest damn
the
reason.
Cuban one. And then Mia talking about, let's call it Wikipedia. What?
Well, what?
When she said, let's call it Wikipedia, I was like, what?
I wonder if Robin got paid more since she had a little bit more time at the end.
She probably had. I feel like she secured her champagne flute. If you were to demote one person from this current cast, who would it be and why?
It would be who the hell's on that? I would actually, I'd probably demote Wendy.
I was just about to say, because honestly, Wendy, baby girl, you're too good for this show. You're too smart for this. You're too good for this. You got way too much going on for you to be sitting up in these, up in here arguing with these bitches that don't see it for you.
I think that there's someone at Bravo that thinks strategically, where over in the Married to Medicine world, they got rid of the Indian wife, Anila. Was she Indian?
I would say Middle Eastern. Yeah, I don't know what specific. I believe it was Indian, yes.
So I don't think they would go ahead and jump it, fully cutting or demoting the first Nigerian housewife. They wouldn't let her, I think they're gonna let her stick a little bit longer just so they don't have to hear the fucking flack.
Yeah. Do you think, oh God, and then the coochie talk. Talk about some everybody has a pretty pussy. No, everybody does not have a pretty pussy.
When's the last time you saw a pussy? Face to face.
Face to face.
Face to lips.
Like, no, nope.
It was probably, let's see. February.
What?
My homegirl's undressed in front of me all the time.
Okay, girl. I was like, wait a minute now. Hold up now.
Well, I didn't. Okay. Well, you think I'm actually jumping in the pussy?
I was about to say, I was like, oh, you in the puss?
Well, ain't nothing else really happened. Maybe, but no.
All right.
I'm objectively, I'm gonna say that genitalia really isn't very attractive to me overall, but I haven't really seen an ugly coochie other than Danielle Style.
Ew. Should I Google
Yes, you should. Hamburger helper pussy.
Danielle Stav?
Pussy. Did you type in pussy? I
What is she doing?
She's riding some guy on the floor. The floor. My goodness.
Not the floor, girl. Bitch, you ain't got no bed.
She 50 something on the
Girl, I guess.
You guess? You want to be, do you want to be in your 50s fucking on the floor?
No, girl, because I'll be in my 50s fucking on my bed. Bitch, I'm in my 30s. I'm in my 30s and I don't fuck on the floor. Like,
I'm sure it's some hoes you dealt with that little mattress on the floor. Okay.
wait, she's stripping.
Say what?
She was stripping.
She was a stripper, I think.
No, like, this was recent. This is like within the last 5 years. Girl, but that Grinch face is just too much.
Okay. What's the problem? What's the problem?
Saw it.
Was it what on video?
No, it's a still picture.
She
It's
was
too
busting it open.
much. Girl, if you like it, I love it. It ain't for me.
Listeners, Cliff ain't a gold star. He's bullshit.
First of all, let's get one thing straight.
Yeah, straight. Let's see how straight he is.
That was at Folsom Street Fair. I was making out with a guy, and his girlfriend proceeded to try to attempt to perform fellatio on me when I was making out with him. She took advantage of me.
How do you not notice when somebody is belating you?
I was drunk as shit.
So you don't notice that your dick is out.
I was drunk as shit, girl.
I have never been drunk and not known that my dick was out somewhere.
I was already half naked in underwear and harness gear.
My goodness.
Oh, girl, whatever. You know how Folsom Street there is.
I don't, I've never been to no Folsom Street. Shit, I don't live up there. And I think the only reason you would invite me to go with you is just because you see my shocked reaction.
Your shock reaction will probably be like a good comedy reel. Just you, like, oh my God. You'll probably be like Cardi B on that video. She's like, what is that? Oh my God. Oh
I would absolutely be like, oh my God. No, they didn't. On the street? Mm-mm. Well,
But,
Potomac, thank you.
thank you, Potomac. Oh, Chris was on Two Teas in a Pod, and he was saying allegedly that he heard a rumor that producers paid Ashley and Giselle to stir shit up. This is all allegedly. And then when they were
Producers paid
talking,
them.
about the DMs from Chris, that allegedly they were saying that he grabbed his junk in front of Giselle. And I was like, I don't think Chris would be that stupid to do some shit like that. Now, There is some suspect things going on with Chris. Let me pull up the receipts. I guess there was some domestic violence thing from years ago. Let me pull it up because I was like, what? Because I was like, I know he didn't hit Candace, but it wasn't with her. Pull it up. Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we go? Where do we
I
go?
believe it. I
It was
believe
like a
it.
couple days ago. What the
Yeah,
fuck?
I believe it. The way he acts in tense situations is not how a reserved person would act. You got to storm out the room, cussing at people.
Yeah, so it says, Dustin Wilkins. Who is Dustin Wilkins? Profane language over public airway. And
Who?
that was on January 6th of this year. Profane language over public airway. So then, was this at a radio station or something? What was this? Okay. But how is this domestic violence if you're not together?
Okay.
Oh, wait. This was the file date was November 13, 2013. Arrest date November 9, 2013. Oh, girl, this is some old shit. Never mind. Y'all bitches. You know how Bravo fans be trying to pull straws at any old damn thing.
I sure do. They be finding excitement in goddamn cup of coffee. They'll see Lisa Barlow hold a plate of nachos and be like, oh, I'm shook. The
Girl,
fuck?
we're not. I'm not even gonna utter those names. I'm just happy it's the off season for them. Speaking of Salt Lake City, did you see that fucking essay that somebody posted on behalf of Jen talking about this is her diary entry from prison?
I did, but as a graduate of the Portia Williams School of I'm not reading all that shit, I didn't read all of
Yeah, I
it.
saw that shit and I was like, girl, I'm not reading all that shit. Now, Portia, speaking of that bitch, this beef with Tamron Hall talking about she needs to have journalist integrity, but you can't say she can't say reciprocity. I can't even say it either.
Ooh. Go ahead, say it.
Reciprocity.
Reciprocity?
Reciprocity.
Tell
Reciprocity.
me who I
Do I
have
have to
to
be to give some reciprocity? See, no one loves you more than
What you know
me,
about Miss Lauren?
and no one ever
What
will,
you know about Miss Lauren the Hill?
because it was just a sweet, sweet thing I ever known. Yes.
Okay, so
Sweet
you
rest.
and Portia can't say reciprocity.
Yeah, I can't say it either, Portia, so it's all good, but it's okay. Because I remember just about seven, but see, but I'm not sitting here trying to talk about Tamron Hall.
What did Tamron Hall say? What the
Tamron
hell?
Hall basically called her out on taking that lady's husband
Tamron Hall?
because she was on Tamron Hall's show. And you know,
Okay.
Tamron Hall is going to bring everything up. And I'm sorry, Portia, we cannot figure skate around the fact that you stole that lady's husband. You did it. Facts are facts,
Hit
America.
dog gonna holler.
Okay? Because if it wasn't that deep, you wouldn't be upset about it.
I mean, she's in it. She's married. So I don't know why the fuck. Just to answer the question.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I did. That's what else?
Next question. Tamika.
Okay, what's that broke bitch doing now? I'm here.
Okay.
Now,
Oh, so let's get into these Miami girls.
did you get your tickets for Whiskey Pete's?
Whiskey Pete's.
Whiskey Pete's.
What's that?
Motherfucker in Vegas, God damn it.
What's in Vegas? Why would
Whiskey
I go to
Pete's.
Vegas?
I thought you were trying to see that Erica Jane.
No, bye.
Don't play. You already done went to a concert, so I know you want to keep on going.
Bitch, that was pride. And I was working.
It could be pride. It could be the PTA. It could be the birthday party. It could be an anniversary. You were
Girl, I was on the clock.
there. Spinning with the go-go's.
Yes, girl.
Were you
And her
there?
micro and her microphone was not on at all. And she had
You
a pick.
were the go-go dancer?
Yes, that was back when I was a go-go dancer.
So you're go-going for Erica.
No, I was not. She just happened to be working at the same venue I was working at, but I was not working for her. Let's get that straight.
Okay.
So let's get to these Miami girls. Ooh, girl. This first episode, Alexia, you are a fucking bitch. Fuck you and fuck your raggedy racist ass son. First of all, Peter, you gotta be pushing 30 now. You gotta be at least pushing 30. Why are you concerned about who's playing Tinkerbell? And are you gonna sit here and say something? See, racist people always pop up out of nowhere when it comes to recasting of Disney characters. And Alexia's son Peter just had to pop out the woodworks talking about, oh, well, at least Peter Pan and Wendy are still white. Bitch, you ain't white.
Who even has time to do? Most people, I feel like most people think before they hit enter.
You would think that if you're on a reality television show, you already got eyes on you. One, two, you already had, like, you notice that domestic violence shit just kind of swept under the rug. You notice how none of the girls brought it up to her. Nobody talked about it at all on the show. Like, let that have been Atlanta. You better check. You worried about me to be worried about your son hitting bitches. Like, you know, they
For
would have brought it up.
sure.
They would have brought it up. But, you know.
Mean, he probably wasn't thinking. He probably he likes to light homeless people on fire and watch them fight, so.
What?
He was arrested that one time for, I think, fighting a homeless person.
The. CPS need to come take Frankie. Because I'm Frankie, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry that you have to be related to such horrible, horrible people. Because that boy is such an innocent, pure soul, and it's really disgusting that he is surrounded by such horrible trash. Like, your mother is just the epitome of just hypocrisy. Like Nicole said it best, you want people to grovel and kiss your feet continuously.
Frankie knows what he's doing too, though. He's using his status at to his advantage. That's why he gets all them free kisses and groping on these women. Okay, every time he's meeting somebody, can I get a kiss? He knows what he's doing. Okay. That entire family is fucked.
Yeah, they're just Alexia is just she's just such so condescending, and like the way how like she expected Nicole to apologize, and she was calling Nicole's husband a bitch, and then when she said to Gertie, "That's why your husband is castrated," like what? But I bet you if any of those women were to say anything about Todd, she would be jumping up trying to fight. And then, and it's just like, so it's just my opinion. So it's just my, no, bitch.
Her opinion don't mean a goddamn thing. And you know what? At the beginning of the reunion, when Andrew's introducing these hoes, okay, he said, Gertie, get up, let me see the dress, you look nude. Julia, get up, I want to see this outfit, okay? You're showing a midriff. That's lovely, okay? Nobody asked Alexia to get up. And she said she got a Halle Berry back, bitch, you got a nothing back. That outfit was Party City, motherfucking car dealer at the goddamn Palms Hotel. That what the fuck was that? Anybody could have done that.
It wasn't cute.
He was busted. Fuck that. Ooh, keep going.
But and then poor Julia with Martina and the cancer. I'm glad they caught that stage one, because cancer ain't no damn joke. They ain't no damn joke at all. Adriana. It's weird. Like, I kind of go up and down with Adriana, because sometimes I feel like she does too much. But then on this one, I'm like, okay, clearly you're finally realizing that your friend ain't shit. And the way how she did Adriana about the boyfriend, and then I love how she brought the proof that Alexia was trying to push her onto a married man.
But Alexia ain't shit. Alexia's a trash ass whore.
So how are you going to try to push me on a married man, but then try to embarrass me saying that I'm dating a married man, knowing that I don't get down like that?
She's a fuck. She's a, you know the term fuck boy? She's a fuck hoe.
She's a
Okay.
bitch. I don't like her. Like, she is a horrible person.
It's interesting how long it took you to get here.
I
Because
think because
I was there season one, episode one.
I think it's because I never saw the first three seasons. And of course, when they did the fourth season, it was heavily based off of the accident and Frankie, and then the father dying, and all this, I mean, the mother dying, and all this stuff. Like, it was heavily sympathy to her. But then when you watch it again, you're like, wait a minute, this bitch is doing little digs in between, and then trying to hide behind sympathy. But then when she got on Julia talking about, you're Russian and talking about Russian women, that was out of pocket. There are so many things that she's done that were out of pocket that is just like, you get your ass whooped. Like, you were just
You know who Alexi is comparable to?
Teresa.
Not Teresa. Not other than Teresa, Tamra. However, Tamra does
That
come back
was.
around and be like she does realize. Okay, I fucked up. Tamra realizes she fucked up. She does the same fucked up shit.
Tamara has accountability. Alexia does not. That's the difference. Tamara does stir the pot. Tamara does start shit. Tamara does do shitty things, but Tamara comes around.
Because
Whereas,
if this were Orange County and Alexia on Orange County, she excuse me, Alexia would have definitely said to Gretchen, "Did you go to Bass Lake?" Okay, Alexia would have
oh,
definitely said, "Let's
yeah.
get Gretchen naked
Naked
fucked, naked
wasted.
wasted." Okay, she would have definitely done that star sorry ass shit. Her and Marisol's drunk ass.
Oh, and a Marisol, bitch, you're a functioning alcoholic. You are a functioning alcoholic. And then for you to sit up there and say that Nicole drinks more than you, girl, your whole identity is based off of drinking.
That's a win. Because every time these hoes meet up, they start drinking. How are we going to say she drinks the most? I see Nicole holding the same shit every time.
Whereas yo ass is having like 3-4.
She's had 4 in the car on the way over. She had
2 in your confessional.
2 in the makeup room, in the bathroom doing the makeup. Okay.
Deflection. They touch base a little bit on Nicole's relationship with her father. Honestly, I feel like they would do better addressing that off camera, because that's a lot to unpack. What else?
And I don't know. Larsa needs to shut her bitch ass up, because
Larsa,
darling, this is my father. Okay, do you know him? No, you don't, bitch. You don't know. I've done all these years with him.
Because hell, even Marisol was like, nah, I get it. Like, so if that drunk bitch can understand, your whole ass can understand. And bitch, you sit up there talking about, I never have work done. Ma'am. Now see, you know, I was 145, 150 pounds 10 years ago. And I started working out, and yeah, my ass did get bigger, but you know what else got bigger? My thighs. Because my ass and my thighs match. Larsa, your thighs don't match the ass. I'll give the devil her, but like, because I was watching the first season, I was looking at her and I was like, damn, Larsa, you were really naturally a beautiful woman. And it's just like, I don't understand what it is with social media and everyone wanting to look like the same yesified filtered version. Like, your uniqueness is what makes you beautiful. And everybody doesn't have to have big ass titties. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Everybody doesn't have to have big ass titties or these fake asses. Like, it's because what you're going to be 65, 75 years old, wrinkled up skin, and all of a sudden it's just this big ass just sitting there. Like, girl.
Well, she used a penny saver for hers.
Yeah, because clearly it ain't matching.
Kimberly's was overall, for the most part, well spent, but I mean, from the pelvis up, well spent.
Face, yeah, because her thighs don't really match either.
But I was about to say Garcelle. Larsa, that was like a $14 deal.
Girls, a Groupon.
Shit, it came with a Whopper.
With cheese. I feel like we're missing something. Okay, we addressed everybody. Kiki doesn't come to next episode. The narcissism. Baby, that's you. And then when Alexia was trying to flip it and trying to make it like a positive thing, I was like, no, girl, that's not a positive thing.
Because somebody's self-confident? Okay.
That you could be confident without being a narcissist. And then stigmatism. It's a stigma. It's a stigmatism. And then...
them hoes are tripping.
She said that with her full chest. And fucking Adriana was like, girl, that's an eye disease. My tradition with Miami is I watch it before work. So I was making breakfast and I was drinking my first cup of coffee, and I heard that and I was like, did this bitch say stigmatism? And I had to rewind it back. And I was like, she really said that shit. Seriously, with her full chest.
She thought she was doing something.
She really did. And all she was doing was making herself look stupid. I'm ready for next week's episode. Like, it's all in all, the Miami reunion, it's giving. How, what do you think about it?
You know who looks stupid?
Who?
Andrew, he fucking sucks.
They need a better, they need a new moderator because he keeps letting them just talk all over him. And you know who else looks stupid?
I am very much over these reunion clips where I have to see him spaz. Oh, I can't say that anymore.
Freak out.
Hyped up with these fucking women. Okay. I don't care if you need to learn how to reel these bitches in.
Yeah, reel them in. You can't
do it. Somebody else do it. Because you suck. You're fucking trash. You don't ask the good questions. You waste time on segments that have... Do not, Andrew, don't ever on a reunion show do any more segments on the children, because I don't care. The children are most definitely not really a part of the show.
And Lisa,
when the Jersey reunion comes out to see Gia bitch ass all the entire damn segment, okay?
Watch that bitch have a seat at the damn reunion. Blame Brianna for that. Blame Brianna for that.
No, you didn't. Brianna.
But Lisa, stop buying that man groceries. Lisa, but when Alexia said what she said to Lisa, when Alexia was like, that's why Lenny cheated on you, I would have jumped over that couch and whooped her ass.
For real. For real.
Because Alexia, her mouth is just, I just want somebody just get her. Because she is just, and why are y'all so scared of this lady? Why do y'all let her just be so reckless like that?
These hoes are scared for no damn reason.
For no reason.
On the girls' trip, where it's that alleged shit that Leah's throwing elephant shit. If she did, I hope it was at Alexia.
I hope so too.
And I hope she got her motherfucking, I hope she drowned her face in it.
Girl. Well, all in all, it was a good first episode of the reunion. We got two more parts, so we shall see what's going to happen next. And on that note, thank y'all for listening to another fabulous episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. We'll be back next week to discuss Miami, and then we got Jersey, and then I believe in a couple weeks, we got the girls' trip coming.
We sure do.
All right, well, y'all stay good. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.